8:12 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line this morning is Ken Frelick from Common Ground over on Baird Road in Oberlin. They are celebrating 25 years of mind, body, and spirit. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about, you have an anniversary coming up, celebration on in October. What do you have planned for that special day?
Yeah, it's coming up quick. It's October 19th. It's going to be out at Common Ground. We're starting off at noon. It's just going to run from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's really just an opportunity to have some folks gather, hang out, share some stories, reflect on the past, connect with some friends and community members they haven't maybe seen in a little while, and just really celebrate what Common Ground has been and what we hope to see it moving into in the future. It's a really exciting time. It's really hard to believe it's been 25 years.
Ken, how long have you been there?
Yeah, I've actually been at Common Ground just now over 10 years myself, which is, again, hard to believe it's gone so quick.
What did you learn about the early days of Common Ground before you were there?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Our founder, Rose Bader, really envisioned a place for folks to come and meet, an uncluttered space to create honest dialogue, respectful listening. Because back in the area, back in the early 90s, you know, Lorain County was in the midst of a shift, more of an industrial mindset, to trying to look to see what Lorain County could look like moving forward into the next decade with the changing economic climate, the changing political climate. So I think what Rose really reflected is creating this grounding space to bring community members together to really do some self-reflection, to do some really insightful problem-solving. And I think that was at the root and the base of why Common Ground was created, is that uncluttered community-building space to where you could share ideas openly and really do some self-reflection. And from that, then creativity would spring, and you might see some new ways of looking at things or new ways to problem solve. So that's my sense of really the history of Common Ground, and it's really evolved over the years as the community needs have shifted.
You don't know if she envisioned a canopy tour at that time, right?
Yeah, they probably didn't, but I think, and that's really the nimbleness of the organization and that co-creative sense that underlies Common Ground, is everybody that touches the property or we interact with helps us co-create what Common Ground looks like and feels like. So I doubt Rose at the time envisioned the canopy tour, but she loved the idea of immersive experiences, getting into nature, getting yourself unplugged from the everyday, just celebrating life and interacting with people on a human level. And when we talked to Rose, when we were talking about launching the Canopy Tour zipline, she just loved the idea. It was unique. It was thrilling. It was getting people out and interacting with each other and just enjoying nature.
You talked about looking at things from a different perspective. How else can you not do that in a zipline tour? And I wonder if that really... I mean, it seems like it's fun, but it probably still sticks to the cores of the mind, body, and spirit, what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, it's definitely initially launched as kind of more of the adrenaline rush. But when you get folks from all walks of life and why they're coming to do it, you know, we are seeing folks that just want to come and zip and get the adrenaline rush, kind of like a roller coaster. Or we're seeing folks that just are thriving the opportunity to connect with their family in a different way. Some folks will go on a vacation or they just want a shared experience again, an authentic shared experience. Or we might have somebody coming out that is scared to death of heights, and they just want to come conquer that fear, and they thought the Canopy Tour zipline could be a way to do that because it's done in a secure way and we got trained guides. And watching that transformation is really powerful for folks that, you know, fear of heights has really been limiting. Maybe they haven't got on a plane in 10 years to go visit somebody, but just a simple act of coming out and conquering a fear on the zip line, they're like, you know what? If I can do that zip line, I can jump on that plane and go see my aunt in Texas. I haven't seen her in 20 years. And I think that's really neat for us with the experiential part of it.
Talking this morning to Ken Frelick from Common Ground. They have their 25th anniversary celebration coming up on October 19th. We're transitioning out into autumn. You've gone through some of those summer camps with all those kids. What kind of things take place during the next, you know, quarter for the folks over at Common Ground?
Yeah, definitely. That's great. Yeah, as we go into the fall, we do run the Canterpillar zip line until Mother Nature tells us to slow down. When the fall leaves start to change, that's a really beautiful time to get up on a zip line. But right now, we dig into our camps. We're retooling our curriculum, our content for our summer camps, because that's a year-round gig. We're launching into our social-emotional learning programs. We go into the schools and do school-based social-emotional learning programs around mindfulness and emotional awareness and emotional intelligence. We're doing the workplace retreats right now. We got a really cool mindful leadership series that meets once a month, and that's six sessions that'll run through February. So, you know, we like to stay busy.
Well, if people want to find out more about this anniversary or what you do at Common Ground, where's a good place to get some good details on that?
Yeah, we're getting ready. It'll be an event on our website at commongroundcenter.org. They'll be able to find information on our website. And if they want to attend, we encourage them just to give us a quick call at 440-965-5551. We also have it on Eventbrite, Common Ground's 25th anniversary. You'll find the RSVP on Eventbrite as well.
We appreciate your time, Ken. Thanks for sharing this morning with us.
I appreciate you having me.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.
Ken Frelick joining us from Common Ground. There's 25th anniversary going on.